This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Bill O'Neill, chairman of Investors Business Daily. He's also the author of the now third edition of How to Make Money in Stocks, a Winning System in Good Times and Bad. And Bill, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, it's nice to be with you.
It's obviously been a volatile time in the markets lately. We saw the Dow get as high as north of 14,000, then it dipped down to below 7,000 not that long ago. Now we're close to 9,000. In a time of great volatility, I would imagine that your system doesn't change much, but what are the fundamentals to survive this volatility?
The key thing we have is that we studied all the past market cycles, and we looked at everything fundamental and technical, and we developed a set of selling rules and buying rules for the general market as well as stocks based on how the market itself actually worked cycle after cycle, not what Wall Street thought, not what we thought, and these things don't change much. Now, we believe that on March 12th of this year, you started a new bull market. And our general market rules, we have all the market bottoms going back for over 100 years, show that when you have a follow-through day, which doesn't occur on the first, second, or third day of a rally, but a fourth to 10th or 15th day coming through on huge volume with a major increase, sort of as a second confirmation that you're starting a major new uptrend, and it's not important what you think or feel because the news at that time is usually going to be terrible. And that's exactly what happened on March 12th, and we think that the market has already hit bottom and that the leaders are showing up now because you've had 13 weeks, and you can see there's some Chinese companies doing very well with real earnings and real products. There's some cell phone companies. The innovators and entrepreneurs are still out there, and they drive every cycle in this country. And the sad thing is that people just go by how they feel or what the news is or what their opinions are, and that doesn't work very well in the market.
How do you determine, though, Bill, if in fact this is a blip in the opposite direction of whatever direction the market was heading, or it is in fact a rally as we've seen since March, or in the inverse, a massive drop like we saw in the latter half of last year?
Well, you have to do historical studies. We have charts on, and charts are critical. Now, most people don't even know how to read charts, or they don't believe in them, and that's a serious mistake. It's like a doctor not wanting to have a MRI or X-ray of something. Charts don't lie. They tell you exactly what's going on in the stock or in the market. And we've built patterns of all the market bottoms in the past, and there are certain things that occur when this happens. Now, also, you can analyze all the bad bear markets, and they average being down 19 months. Now, this if you take the 10 worst ones throughout the last 125 years, and this one had 17 months, and it culminated in about 6 or 8 weeks of a real panic where everybody was scared to death, was their money safe in the bank and all that. And so it was classic, and yet the thing that's interesting is the innovators and the inventors are out there all the time, no matter what the government's doing. And the government, you know, really kind of fouled up the real estate market by kind of coercing and forcing banks to make more and more loans that were of the subprime nature, and they caused a lot of this. But no matter what the government's doing, positive or negative, the innovators are out there all the time, and you've got to sort through and find those companies that got a new product with earnings and sales going up, and they're out there. You know, there's a new Google coming around every time you turn around.
Bill, there are two big pieces of conventional wisdom out there in investing. One is that you need to diversify, and the other is that you need to pick stocks that you plan to stick with for a long time. How sound is that conventional wisdom?
The latter one is not. Nothing lasts forever, and each cycle in the American economy is usually led by certain groups and certain stocks. Now, when they have a huge move, they don't always come back and repeat, and when a leader tops, the average correction is 72%. So if you're going to be a long-term investor and you happen to bought Cisco because you thought Cisco was so great and wonderful, and if it finally tops, it may not come back for 15, 20 years, and it can go down 80, 90%. So you've got to have rules that are buy rules that tell you, okay, what companies in the current cycle are showing a new product with sales increasing and accelerating earnings and a high return on equity and high profitability. And you have certain rules that how to add to them if they continue to work and you're making progress. But you also have sell rules that tell you when it's not acting right. This is why charts are important, and you need to back out of it. And people don't, they just buy stocks and sit with them, and sooner or later they get into trouble because in a market correction, the leaders are going to correct a substantial amount. And if you lose 70% on a stock, you got to make 300% on the next one, and people don't know how to do that. So I think they need to get this book because I've been in the market 50 years, and there's nothing new going on. You've got to have buy rules and sell rules, and you can't just be a long-term investor. A lot of people were long-term investors in Citicorp, and it tanked and went to $2 a share. A lot of people would have thought General Motors was outstanding. General Motors for 31 years underperformed the stock market.
Bill, we got about 60 seconds left here. As I mentioned, this is the third edition, so what's new in the book that's just been released?
Well, we got 100 extra pages, and the first two chapters show charts of all the basic chart patterns that have worked for many, many cycles. And then we show examples of the greatest winning stocks each cycle for 25-some-odd cycles. And I think they need to sit down and study these to understand what are the ingredients of a new big leader stock and what happens when they need to be sold eventually. So, in other words, operate based on how the market really works rather than what somebody's telling you how it ought to work.
Bill, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Okay, thanks now.
Bill O'Neill is the chairman of Investors Business Daily. His book is now in its third edition, How to Make Money in Stocks, A Winning System in Good Times and Bad. This is Dateline Washington.